But they do contain what you believe about stuff, about people, about yourself. The other way is to use the world as a feedback device. Your beliefs are evident in your present lifestyle, in the kind of people you associate with, in the place that you live, in the kind of car you drive, and all the things that are existing in your life in the moment are reflections, direct reflections of what you believe. If you have an illness of any kind, particularly this occurs with chronic things, although illnesses are often reflections of effects of various kinds of conflict and thought, nevertheless, you do believe in that illness. Yes?
Then I realized that I could probably get through my whole trip without it, you know, because I was doing some consultation, so I was going to pay for that, and then I was going to see my parents later on, and I'd obviously stay with them, so I didn't really need money. But I had to stay in this hotel now, and then they needed a credit card, but then I just told my friends to get the card. You know, and I got through the whole trip without it, and I really thought that I couldn't travel, I couldn't do things without my credit cards and my ID. And now I go in to buy my groceries at 3 but they do have a bad time. I say, actually, I lost my purse, so all you guys are my pets. You can pay for it. You know, and it's really been an interesting
Yeah. This is what will happen in your life in various ways. Your higher self will give you plenty of opportunities to change. It's up to you what you do when those opportunities arrive. I mean, you could have run around with your head cut off and refused to do anything and gone into a funk and paralysis because you didn't have all of that. You could have done that, right? So the universe, I call it the universe, your higher self, whatever you like to call it, will give you plenty of opportunities to change your beliefs, to move ahead, to grow, to test out, to try things. Okay? But what matters is what you do then. You can either reinforce or you can take the opportunity to shift into another one. I had a little bit of a thing coming up here. Because I was all busy and everything, I forgot to get any money. I came up with $6. And I thought, oh my gosh, it hasn't been a problem at all. You know, everybody's been buying my meals and, you know, it's been a wonderful time I've been having up here. And it was a similar kind of thing, right? So you get these opportunities to shift from your present beliefs into a new set. Those opportunities arise all the time. You have to take advantage of them. And that comes with awareness, okay? So part of this growth and developing is learning to become more and more aware of yourself and your life and realize it's a reflection of what you believe. It's a difference.
It's like an energy, and I realized when I was on that trip, people just gave me money, not because they thought I was broke, but just because they were aware that I was going to be a cash flow.
It makes a big difference. Now, here's an important thing. The words, because they have such an effect on your subconscious, are real important. What you call things are real important. Whether you have a physical condition or a relationship that is not, you know, the best that you'd like it, or a financial situation which is in the process of improving. You like that one? Okay. It matters what you call it, because you will then react to it as what you call it. That's where that power comes from. So cash flow problem gives you a whole different attitude toward the situation. You know that's temporary, right? And so you look at things and not only look at what your beliefs are about them, but what you're calling them. And you can change what you call them. And it starts to change the pattern. Okay. Now, I want to show you how the subconscious reacts to certain things, because it reacts to this love and fear very strongly. And fear tends to paralyze your subconscious, and love tends to move it forward. Now, some people move forward. What they do is they have established a habit, and they've learned it, of creating pain in the moment. And, of course, they don't like that pain, and they fear more pain, and so they move. And so each time they want to move forward in life or do something different or move ahead, they create unhappiness. As a motivation to move. Okay? There is that urge that's also part of the subconscious, which is grow. Okay? We're like the plants in that respect. There is that basic urge, you will grow. Nothing stays the same. Okay? It is not just change, it is growth, expansion in some way or another. Knowledge, skills, abilities, whatever it is, the urge is to grow. Well, some people are afraid that they won't grow unless the present moment becomes so painful that they have to. Lots of ways in this which this happens, but my wife was at a point once where she wanted to, she was really unhappy with her job. Okay? But she wouldn't move. And so she got unhappier and unhappier and unhappier, and the unhappiness just kind of spread out all around. And what finally happened, she didn't do anything specific, but the vibes went out. She got fired. And she had to get a new job. Okay? Some people will create that more dramatically. Okay? Or they'll have a relationship, and they are not happy in the relationship. Okay? But they're afraid to move because, you know, they're afraid to make a change because they might not find anybody else, or they don't want to hurt the person's feelings, or whatever the reason might be. And so they'll stay, and they'll get more tense and more tense and more tense, and then they'll break up with a tremendous pain. Okay, but they'll be out of the relationship. Well, what I'm presenting is you don't have to do it that way. You don't have to create pain in order to move forward. If you create pain in order to move forward, if you create unhappiness and fear in the present moment to push you forward, what will happen is that you will create the habit of creating pain in every future moment where you want to grow. The subconscious works by patterns. And you will wonder why you never have a lot of happiness. Yes? That's right. That's an opinion, an idea that some people have. That's right. Okay? But that doesn't have to be the only way you know. See? You do not have to grow through pain. You can grow through, you know, love and happiness and pleasure, too. You can be happy in the present moment and still move forward. See? You don't have to push away the present moment in order to move forward. You can be real happy, really loving everything, you know, and decide to change. Okay? Take up a new career, find a new relationship, you know, even though you're happy in the moment. If you have a relationship, you usually don't do that, but you might get one on the side. but you can be happy where you're at and still grow and still move and do it well. Okay? You don't need pain. The pain is only produced when you think you have to have a justification for moving. When you have a justification for growth. Okay? And you don't need that. Now, the love motivation, it's like you reach out there for something that you love so much that it's so important to you, like we were talking about, that it pulls you toward it. Now, I know we're talking about attracting events and all of that stuff. I'm just putting it in a different way now. Okay? That you love something and you move toward it out of that love. And not because you're afraid or you have pain back here. When pain does occur, it just says, okay, there's a conflict, do something about it. It doesn't mean stop. It doesn't mean turn aside. It doesn't mean anything like that. It means there's a conflict, do something. And when you do something, the pain goes away and you keep moving forward. You don't need the pain. You don't need fear of any kind. Fear is a totally unnecessary emotion. It can be used, anything can be used, okay? It can be useful. People do use it, but it is unnecessary. You say, well, fear protects me from danger. Fear never protected anybody from danger. When you are immediately in danger, you act, and you get afraid afterwards. Think about it. Okay? What happens is afterwards you go back with your mind and think what might have happened, and that scares you to death. Okay? There's no fear in the moment. In the moment, there's simply action. See? Fear hasn't helped you at all, although it can be used. Okay? Usually to manipulate people and make them do what you want them to do. Okay? And that's only because they have guilt, and they'll get into a whole different thing there. Okay, so if he's got these motivations, I want to do a muscle test to show you how the subconscious responds to things like love and fear. Okay? Now, I've done this personally with some people, but I want to do it, demonstrate it for the group here. So I need a volunteer who hasn't done it. Okay? You're right up. You've done it. Okay. I need somebody who hasn't done it. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is put out your arm like this. Okay? And when I push down, when I say resist, I want you to really hold your arm up. Okay? Resist. Good. Now, criticize yourself and tell me when you've done it. Let me know. Okay. Resist. Now, put your arm up and give yourself a compliment. Resist. Okay. You see the difference there? Okay. Thank you. That's real, and you can do that on your own and for yourself and test it with someone else if you want to. I've worked with a few martial artists, you know, real tough guys, and a real hefty gardener one time, and when he criticized himself, his arm went down like that, okay? And so at first I thought, you know, good grief, I'm not getting hardly any response here. You know, what could be wrong? You know, I know this works. But then when I told him to praise himself, I could have swung on his arm, you know, right like that, not a budge. Okay? Every time it will work. When you criticize yourself, your subconscious takes that personally and pulls in all its energy and gets weaker and contracts. Okay? And when you praise yourself, when you give yourself a compliment, that energy expands and gives you all the strength you need. And you don't need, you know, tension for that strength. It's just a kind of a relaxed energy flow that comes out there, and you are stronger. You, with your subconscious, whenever you're using fear on your subconscious, and the criticism, of course, stimulates fear on the part of your subconscious. Because criticism stimulates the real basic, innate, kind of atavistic fears of being abandoned, throwing out of the tribe, starve and die. Okay? Because the criticism is seen as an attack. And so when there's that kind of criticism, subconscious withdraws in fear, loses its energy, gets weaker. And when there is love expressed, why, wow, energy releases and there is more strength. Okay. The same thing occurs when you are working with a situation and resisting it or having fear about an existing situation, even trying to move forward. You move forward in weakness. You don't move forward in strength when you're moving away from fear. Okay? You move forward in weakness. You say, well, fear really gave wings to his legs. Okay? But if he was running with love, he would have had jets on his feet. Right? There is always, because the tension that occurs, it limits the movement and the energy. When love is reaching out for something, subconscious feels that and takes that personally and moves with a lot more energy. So this is why when you're motivating yourself to move ahead, to do something, do it with love. Now, we talked about making it important, but make it important from a loving point of view. I mean, it can be important and fearful. Okay, it's important that I do this particular thing or the world's going to fall apart. That's a motivator. Okay? That's important. Okay. It's important that we stop nuclear arms because we're going to destroy the Earth. Okay. Wow, that's important. And that's a motivator. But it produces more paralysis than action. Okay. There's a lot less energy in that than in saying, I love this Earth. I love the idea of peace and cooperation. And I love the idea of having an unpolluted place. Okay?